Enes Kanter Freedom wants to be WNBA commissioner. Make the WNBA female again. By Marianne Angela on September 4, 2026. The controversy surrounding Enes Kanter Freedom and transgender athletes in women's basketball took another turn Friday after he offered to replace outgoing WNBA commissioner Kathy Engelbert. Engelbert announced that she will step down after the season, prompting Kanter to make his pitch for the job on social media. The former NBA player has been challenging the WNBA over its transgender athlete policy since declaring himself eligible for the 2027 draft. The league later ruled him ineligible and dismissed his campaign as a publicity stunt, but did not publicly explain its decision. "Make a WNBA female again," the former NBA player wrote on X. "Commissioner Freedom has a nice ring to it," Kanter added. "Make a WNBA female again. Commissioner Freedom has a nice ring to it." While the reported retirement of #WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert is a win for women and an admission that the league's rules must change, her retirement does not solve the systemic issues which must be pic.twitter.com/kakebksx. Enes Kanter Freedom, at Enes Freedom, September 4, 2026. Kanter, who has emerged as a vocal opponent of allowing transgender athletes to compete in women's sports, called Engelbert's departure a victory for female players. He argued, however, that a change in leadership would not resolve the league's larger problems. While the reported retirement of #WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert is a win for women and an admission that the league's rules must change, her retirement does not solve the systemic issues which must be addressed to protect women's sports, he said. "If the WNBA is unable to define what a woman is, then I, Enes Kanter Freedom, would be more than happy to step in as commissioner and lead this league back to greatness and restore fairness for all women," Kanter continued. "I'll bring common sense. I'll bring fairness. And yes, I'll bring a dictionary." X users were divided over Kanter's announcement, with one accusing him of using the issue to regain attention while another credited Caitlin Clark, not Engelbert, with driving the WNBA's recent success. "The WNBA has never been stronger. No thanks to Engelbert. You must give the credit where it belongs, Caitlin Clark. Be man or honest enough to admit it." Paula Beta, at Paula Beta 74666, September 4, 2026. "Amazing how gullible people are. Dude had the enormous platform as an NBA player for 11 years. Never once, not once did he ever mention the WNBA or women's rights or protecting women. Now removed from relevancy, he suddenly cares. Fools and suckers buy this clown's nonsense." 95.3 The Score, at 9:53 The Score, September 4, 2026. "Thank you, Enes. So proud that you are standing up for the truth." Rusk 2, at Rusk 265303, September 4, 2026. "We're here for it." Representative Nancy Mace, at Rep. Nancy Mace, September 4, 2026. His announcement came one day after he filed a federal lawsuit over his removal from a WNBA game last month. Kanter sued the Chicago Sky, the City of Chicago, and the Metropolitan Pier and Exposition Authority, claiming he was unfairly ejected from the Sky's August 23 game against the Indiana Fever at Wintrust Arena. His removal followed a heated exchange with Sky guard Natasha Cloud. Kanter said the confrontation began after he celebrated a three-pointer by Fever player Sophie Cunningham,